then like when it comes to topics of females, he refuses to have sex because in a book loosely translated, you know, written a couple thousand years ago, told him not to fuck women. And I keep telling him, I'm like, dude, you know, I'm very lucky. I've been very, very lucky. I haven't slept with a large amount of women, but I've just constantly slept with women since I was like 17 and a half. Just like, kind of, you know, only there's a
so
very
slight like, camp. Are you a serial monogamist like me?
There was two wives. So I switched.
You're not, then, you're not paying out this, on them, are you?
This wife is just like, you know, I'm just, I've been just, I mean, really, we got a baby now, so I can prove it. And I just constantly have, I've just been lucky to constantly have sex. And I think that when you don't have sex, I think that, like, at least for me, and I know all guys aren't like this. Some guys can go into sex hibernation. I can't. But then, like, after a few days, I get a little bit just angry and antsy. And then, like, after about like a week, you know, I'm like, all right, it's sex time. And then maybe after like 2 weeks, which has luckily only happened a couple of times, I'm really just, I'm afraid. I'm a little bit embarrassed at what I become. I'm ready to fucking just, I could rob somebody if I needed to. If you said the sex was right there, if you robbed the guy, and I would never do that. You know, like, I'm not that good. That's not me. Like, I've never done that before. I've never robbed a guy. It sounds really wrong. It sounds bad. I would never, like, but like, I, you know, it gets to the point where I just go crazy.
And, well, are we doing the, is this show? Is this the show we jumped in?
Yeah, no, this is my whole show. Because
I'm recording on my end.
I just say whatever I want. No, you can freely use it, edit it. You might need to edit out most of the things that I say. Because, you know, I mean, Mike, I try to be real respectful the first time. And then the second time a guest comes on the show, I just kind of just myself again. You know,
yeah, you can be yourself. I drop the act. As long as you're nice to me, I'm not.
No, I can be my. No, of course. I'm nice to everyone. What do you mean?
I'm nice. Well, I don't know. I mean, I think these young kids today, this brutalism thing, they have this misconception. They, you know, like they took what in the 70s was called macho libertarian flash or libertarian macho flash and turned it on its ass and made it into something mean. And it doesn't have to be mean. See, here's the thing. Okay, like there's libertarians who are really, really square. And the opposite of that is people like me and probably like you, macho libertarian flash, which is basically, okay, if two polite libertarians are talking with a non-libertarian saying, I think we should decriminalize marijuana and tax it for to help the schools. You know, I'm like, that's not libertarianism. I think we should have heroin freely available in vending machines in schools, in grade schools, as long as the vending machines are privately owned and operated. That is classic macho libertarian flash. And it's not even really just trying to freak out the normals. It's trying to say, hey, man, don't half-ass it. Don't tenth measure it. Take it all the way. And there's also with me this kind of a strategy of it of like, you know, if you ask for the moon, you might get to the stratosphere. So there's that. And I love that. I love macho libertarian flash or libertarian macho flash. But I think these kids today, what they've taken it to is...
Oh, you and your labels. All of you libertarian. You identify yourself as a libertarian, correct?
Do you
fly that flag or no?
Yeah. I mean, to be more specific, I'm a voluntarist. Probably above everything, I'm a voluntarist.
I'm
you said
very,
what you think that you think why. People should let be me, forced at gunpoint to do shit. What are you saying?
No,
you just don't like the labels.
Clearly, you can't characterize my
well, I don't know. I think if you listen to some freedom fiends, I think you'd know that we don't use the labels.
Gunpoint forced government intervention in my life. Now,
dude,
come on,
I've listened to you. I think you've forgotten that you've listened to me. I don't like the labels either, but you nailed me down and tried to take me there, so I had to respond to something, you know.
No, I mean, when
you tried
say,
to have your way with me, so I, you know, defensively gave you a label, and I got one of the three labels out that I defined myself with, and you interrupted me. So,
but like, okay, no,
so,
you are correct on that point. I did not let you finish your labels. Please continue.
My label I made up for myself is a no government man. I am a no government man. And the best label you could really come up with for me is I'm a leave me alone-ist. But if you want to use existing labels, I'll answer to libertarian. I will answer to anarcho-capitalist. And I will answer to voluntarist. And here's the reason I make a delineation between them. Really, voluntarist is the most important of those to me. Anarcho-capitalism is how I would particularly organize my life in the absence of a government. But I don't want to really define myself as an anarcho-capitalist, because that is almost saying everyone should organize their life that way. And I really believe there's nothing wrong with communism as long as it's self-contained. Like, if there was no government and a bunch of commies wanted to get together and have, you know, a bordered off communist community where it was each according to their needs and their desires and abilities, I have no problem with that. I don't think I should try to talk those people into being anarcho-capitalists. So I think the overall umbrella is voluntarism. The word libertarianism is pretty close to voluntarism, because basically libertarianism is an antonym created, because it's an antonym to the word authoritarian. So I'm the opposite of an authoritarian. I'm kind of a dick, but I'm the opposite of an authoritarian. I'm a dick, but I won't force it on you. And what else did you want to know, brother man?
No, that's good. And I think that's a very complete answer. I did understand what you said. I realize I do have leanings of libertarianism, and I mean anarcho-capitalism I think is a little bit too complex of just, like, you know, of two Latin words that I
it's two Latin words that most people I mean, the reason I tend away from that term is because it's a compound word created from two words that most people think are the worst things in the world. So the thing is, I don't like the labels because they require explanation, whereas no government man doesn't really require much explanation, and leave me alonist kind of says what it is. But anarcho-capitalist, you know, people think anarchists blow shit up, and they think capitalists want to steal all their money. Voluntarist, people confuse with volunteerist, which is like, you know, building Habitat for Humanity houses. And what's the other one? Libertarian. They think of those like square guys with ties that try to get on ballots.
I think that if you take a top-down look at humanity, I like to call myself a humanist.
I get that too, but that has a lot of anti-religious baggage with it. Yeah, it is anti-religious stuff.
I love that part about it, because that's the way that people really. But it applies to, like,
some of my favorite people were humanist. I mean, Mark Twain was a secular humanist. The problem, I'm a deist, which is basically a lazy agnostic. Which I really think agnosticism is the only thing that really makes sense, because religion is nutty, and I think atheism is nutty too, because I don't think you can absolutely prove that there's nothing. And it's not that agnosticism is safe. I think if there's a God, I'm still going to hell for being one. I'm not hedging my bets.
That there's people like always. I know. Atheism is like, it's not something that says like, hey.
I know, but most atheists say it.
Hey, science can tell you everything up until here. Yeah. And science really, unfortunately, we have to give you a very confident answer of, we just don't know.
Well, a lot of people say, and this is something I'm kind of comfortable with too, is religion is what it has throughout the ages has explained everything that cannot be explained by science. Although there's new science now that's kind of the magic fairy dust, which is quantum physics, which is what people use to explain anything that can't be explained by science, at least in science fiction.
No, I mean, like, unfortunately, and I've been doing some deep research after just like having the privilege of speaking with Lawrence Krauss and getting to meet Dawkins when they did their little Unbelievers tour here through Vegas. But as I deepen my understanding of physics and astrophysics, which is just like really insanely complex ideas and like totally unnatural when you get down on the quantum level, and like when you get down on over long time things, it's just really unnatural. Like, they're not intuitive things, and to really understand it, I cannot understand this.
Yeah, it's the thing with quantum physics. You have to trust people. It's kind of like having priests. You have to trust people smarter than you who have the direct line to it. No, because priests,
it's just like something that's just totally made up. And like quantum physics is like, we're going to get peer-reviewed,
Here's the thing about atheists, too. My problem with a lot of atheists, atheism is not the same as anti-theism. Anti-theism is being, absolutely sure there is no God. Atheism is, it's kind of like harder to the right, I guess, than agnosticism. But a lot of atheists are absolutely sure there's no God and want to shove it down your fucking throat, and that's their religion.
Well, because there's been no pushback to the shove it down your throat, totally insane, and forget what your personal beliefs are. To say that, like, I'm the Gideons, I'm going to put my book in every single hotel room, that's the dictionary definition of shoving your religion down my throat. And this response, this new atheism, the
ones
four
that
want to
put a Dawkins book in every hotel room. See, right.
It's a response to the accepted nature you know what? He's a pillar of his community.
It's people that had poor Catholic potty training and are taking it out on the world.
That's a billion humans, though. That's a billion.
Yeah,
people.
But those not even a majority of those billion humans are militant like some atheists. Here's the thing about atheists too.
Think they outnumber them? I mean, there's so many.
I think most atheists are probably like, yeah, there's no God, whatever. It's not a big part of my life, and I don't think about it constantly. I think people that think about the fact that there's no God constantly are making a religion out of it. And worse than that, a lot of them deify humans. You know, they seem to need a great man the way religious people do. Like Stefan Molyneux followers, a lot of them are atheists who seem to worship Molyneux to the point of defending his most ridiculous things with a bunch of just like they won't even allow you to bring up the questions. Who's the Tyson, the scientist guy, the pop scientist?
NGT.
Yeah, that Neil guy. Tyson. That guy. You know, he's sexy and he's fun, but he's like he's totally a state humper. He loves NASA, and NASA is just like the research arm for the NSA and the drone program. Man, how can a scientist love NASA? It's ridiculous. It doesn't make scientific sense. Unless your science involves murdering people.
Sometimes to get to Mars, you got to blow up some Arab weddings.
Yeah, that's what he's basically saying.
But now, well, I know I'm not going to go ahead and put those words in NGT's mouth. I think that
I will.
I think NGT and I think Bill Nye, too, to a certain extent, by teaching science, and forget atheism, by teaching science, especially maybe the parts that disprove the whole, hey, the dinosaur bones were put here by Satan to trick you that the earth is not this old. So let's just forget about the when you get all the way to the agnostic versus atheist line, then how about to the total idiocy that is allowed in still many cultures in the South to just be not pervasive, but the norm. And teaching the science that directly disproves that, I think, does a major service to those kids. You give young kids, the generation of the internet that grows up with mouse in hand.
Yeah, but why do they need to have the state humping with it too? And Neil deGrasse Tyson.
The state humping?
Yeah, the state humping.
It's a simple explanation of carbon dating. It really doesn't have any statist message attached to it.
Neil deGrasse Tyson is a total state licker. He's like, we need to give more money to NASA. That's his message at the end of everything. I think he's funded by NASA.
I mean, he gave the Cosmos series, which Ken Ham and the creationists were really pissed off about, because this is, again, forget atheism.
Okay, here's what
this
I'm saying.
This is just teaching the natural history of the world as our scientists.
I'm not anti-science, brother. I'm not anti-science.
Understand
I'm anti-idiot. Neil deGrasse Tyson is a fucking idiot.
If you're anti-idiot, you should be pro-NGT.
No, I shouldn't.
IMO.
We need a better guy than him, and there are better guys than him. They're just not state-funded, and, you know.
You're missing the message, then, because Cosmos went out to 8 million, or like 11 million homes. And I mean,
Bill Nye better, and Bill Nye wasn't even a scientist. He was an actor, but he wasn't a dick. You know,
Bill Nye's awesome, too. I think what he's doing is great.
Yeah, I liked him, too.
After his career, he decided to go around and talk about science and try to
I think
get
someone
kids
needs
motivated.
To do a Kickstarter funder to do the state-free version of those guys.
The state-free version of those guys. I mean, like, if NGT is humping for NASA, I mean, you know, and then he also does Cosmos, then I'm giving him a pass on the NASA.
I'm not. I mean, and I also think that pop science is bullshit, man. Kids are smart enough to actually read some real science. And
no, they're not. You know what kids do? Kids get parked in front of a television. kids get there's how many Xbox? There's 80 million people playing this tank game. I don't know what it is either. During NFL football, they play this thing, World of Tanks.
Do you ever watch The Wire? You ever watch
The Wire? 80 million other players.
You ever watch the show The Wire?
I've seen that it's like black kids or something.
Well, there's one in there where there's a guy who quits being a cop and he goes to be a school teacher, and it's kind of a weird variation on the, you know, there've been like 10 movies where the, like, you know, nerdy white teacher goes to the inner city black school, and like at first they hate him, and then he finally reaches their hearts and changes them and teaches them something. But you'll dig this. He actually finally teaches them math by teaching them to gamble playing poker.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I guess I would kind of like that. And that's actually, it may be funny, but, you know, people laugh at poker. Poker gets vilified.
Well, it's probably the most useful skill he could teach them, too, in that setting. They could make some money at it.
Log right onto Seals, you know, and then just start to fight.
They could just go play dice on the corner and say, hey, why are we playing dice? Poker's a better game, man.
Right. Somebody get a dealer, charge a rake, mm-hmm. and then, like, we need a floor decision. We call over the policeman.
Yeah, man. No, not the policeman. the teacher. Yeah, yeah.
Just fucking with you. Listen, Michael Dean, so what do you do? So you go to the Pork Fest, you go, what's your show again? How do I listen to you if I want to listen to your show?
How do you listen to me? You just stop talking and then you can listen to me. No, I'm kidding. Freedomfiends.com. That's first word freedom, second word fiends, Foxtrot, Echo, November, Sierra, freedomfiends, all one word, .com. And I don't know, I do a bunch of shit. I do a syndicated radio show. I'm actually digging cussing because I do 7 nights a week. I do a radio show that's on 25 FCC controlled radio stations. So I can't cuss, man. So this is about 6 months or a year's worth coming out this fucking night right now. Goddamn shit, piss, fuck, motherfucker, Stefan Molyneux, fucking Barbara Streisand, Schumer.
Dude, use it up, man.
Bull Schumer.
I always had to stay. I never cared if I got an audience or not, you know, but I just like to, it's like my therapy.
You have an audience.
I just like to say whatever I want, though. That was like a very important format for me. Like if I had to think about it, I hate like when you have to like kind of filter it right before it comes out. I just like to fire it on out there, Stephen Colbert style.
Yeah, he don't cuss.
He's not allowed. It's unfortunate, but you know, the ethos.
He could cuss. He's on cable. He could cuss, but you know, they want the ratings.
John Oliver, I think that he's a brilliant motherfucker. I've been watching him on HBO. I mean, I know that that's like kind of mass media, whatever, but like,
Why do I have a problem? Why do you have to apologize for mass media? Do you think I'm like some kind of communist who doesn't like big business or something?
I just feel once it gets to HBO, it's usually fucked up.
HBO is like the best fucking media being created out there. HBO and Netflix, like that show, you know, the original programming on both of those. Netflix doesn't have as much, but because they're just starting it. But that show, House of Cards, the remake of the BBC one, that is fucking devastating television, and it's like probably the truth about what's going on inside Congress. But I'm watching that for the third time through. The thing with Kevin Spacey, the first one is directed by David Fincher.
I've seen the very first episode. My wife watches them when she's nursing, oddly enough. She got through some of
it. Yeah, what's that going to do to your kid?
I got all these fucking websites, and I got a kid. Like, I play poker too. So the only thing I watch is on HBO. I watch Boardwalk Empire once a week.
Great show.
The Vice. I love the Vice show on there.
I don't know what that is.
And then John Oliver.
I should check out the Vice. What's the Vice?
Vice is brilliant. Just like the Vice. There used to be VBS.TV. It's a Spike Jones and what's his name? Smith something. Shane Smith. And it was, they fucking sneak reporters into Syria and show you frontline shit.
Vice Magazine, Vice Magazine.
Right.
Vice's documentaries are the only real, like, they're the real news these days, you know.
Hamilton Morris and the farm and his.
I thought you were talking about some new cop show called The Vice.
No, I don't. I only real life is so much more interesting than reality TV. But did you see the Butterfly Lab? Do you do Bitcoin? Are you like do you keep up with that shit?
That's
stupid or what?
Is it what?
Is it, are you like a Bitcoin guy? Did I forget? Or is like everybody voluntary bit?
I think the people who are real Bitcoin guys don't say in public. How do you think of that? What do you think of that?
I think that's probably true.
You know, if you're a smart gun owner, you don't post pictures of you with your guns on Facebook. You quietly own guns, man. Because you don't register guns these days. You post a picture of yourself with with your gun on Facebook and you've registered your gun and the government knows you have it. I've touched Bitcoin. I've held some Bitcoins in my pocket. I take Bitcoin, man. You sent me some Bitcoin. You don't remember this?
I made
a $50 donation to something that crashed and burned, and I'm working on something better now, and I should probably hit you up later. But
so I should donate to another
well,
one.
Well, no, here's the thing. Here's the thing. I'm not going to
hit you up. I remember something.
Here,
yeah, you came at me with some cause that I felt.
Well, it was a good cause, and the problem is adoption, and that's not my fault. We made the software that worked for viewing .bit domains.
Oh, you guys were the .... Yeah, you came on with the other guy. That's right. In addition to Freedom Fiends, you were the .bit guy. I still have my 100 name coins, though, that I bought after that.
Yeah, that'll buy you half a cup of coffee.
Oh, I know. They went
well, here, I'll tell you this. I brought the price down. They were $5 when we started working on that program. We crashed it down to like a dollar, not intentionally. I actually thought we'd drive the price up, but what happened was Namecoin was kind of dead. It was a great idea 3 years ago when it came out, but nobody really made a viewer for the .bit domains, and somebody
then
made
you guys
one, and
made
we made
one.
A better one. And what happened was all of a sudden people started mining it again, and it drove the price down. So literally, I crashed the price of Namecoin. So, you know, you can't say I did nothing, and your $50 donation helped drive down the value of your holdings. So
my holdings that
but,
I bought
you know,
afterwards.
You can't
okay,
say
no,
I didn't have an effect. It was a horrible negative effect on your bottom line, but I had an effect.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just, you know, kept some around just to register .bits and to help out, you know, help out the cause if I can. You know, it sounds like a good decentralized DNS excites me.
Here's the new thing that we're working on. And well, here's the
bottom line.
So
does your plugin still work?
Yeah, it still works. But the thing is, people didn't adopt it because people would rather sit around on Facebook forwarding you know, look what the government did. They seized a website. They would rather spend hours doing that than spend an hour like making a .bit mirror of their site so it can't be taken down. People are idiots.
Yeah, that's right. I actually, for some reason, I didn't even, you know, I didn't do that. I think I tried to, but I...
You'll be scrambling to do it when they take your .com domains and .eu domains.
It's hard, and like I'm not, you know, we have other technical guys that do that. Like, it's not really my, I'm like an idiot.
So
you know,
we're working on something better now. It's called Fiend Phone, F as in Frank, FiendPhone.com. It's going to be a podcast specific better replacement for Skype. It's going to be point to point, higher quality voice over IP for doing podcasts with people in remote locations like you and I are doing right now.
Oh, hey, I'll try that. You can try that shit out on this show. We can live test that shit.
You know what I actually had to do recently that's kind of mind-blowing to me is, you know, I have the fast cable internet and stuff. I had to get a second internet. I had to get DSL to be able to do my show because I live in the sticks. I live in Casper, Wyoming, which is, you know, like Beastlick, Wyoming. It's bumfuck Egypt, basically. And there's one cable internet provider here. It's Charter. They are often referred to as the worst in the country. And they have been overselling their capacity so much that between, you know, it's fucking great at 3 a.m. or at noon. But from 8 p.m. at night till about midnight my time, it goes to crawls to like below dial-up speeds because they're advertising the fuck out of it. Everyone's getting it and they're not adding... you know, the capacity fast enough to keep up with it and
burning up Pornhub, YouTube, just fucking
Netflix,
jerking off, watching fucking
so
cats.
But the
shit.
Thing is, like, cable's connection is like, you know, 30 megabit when it's good, it's like 30 megabits per second down and like 5 megabits per second up. But you share it with all your neighbors. So when they're all using it too, it crawls to like dial up speed. So DSL, which comes over a phone line and was like pretty much obsolete 10 years ago, but you can still get it, is like, it's like 1 megabit per second up and 1 megabit per second down, but it's fucking solid. It doesn't matter what your neighbors are doing. And
that's 512 action for
that's
512K for that face.
That's not very much, you know. I mean, you can't really even surf the web at that speed, but I'm talking to you over it right now, and it's solid, and I could also connect, you know, I do my show over DSL now, connecting to a network.
First of all, that's retarded. You got to move from there. There's better places.
No,
like a survivalist type.
I'm not a survivalist. I just hate people, and there aren't very many of them here.
Oh, yeah, no, if you have, like, a reason like that, then I understand. But, like, and you have, like, you know, enough Soylent. Do you have enough Soylent to last a couple of years?
Yeah, I got enough Soylent Green, man.
I got the Soylent, the real Soylent. Have you heard about this shit?
No, what is it?
The powdered food, Soylent.me.
See, here's the thing. Here's the answer to that. I'm not going to say on the radio or on a podcast how much food I have prepped, if any, because when the shit comes down, I don't want to be the guy people are coming to try to rob, and then I have to use those assault weapons I may or may not have. Assault rifles, excuse me.
Well, but like, I mean, I tweeted this summer, like at the World Series, like a lot of people, you know, they take a picture of me on the poker news. The Harris likes to fuck you, but the point is that I'm a known poker player. I'm like
on Wikipedia, man.
Like number like 100 and, you know, maybe I'm like the 103rd, maybe like the 78th most popular poker player or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe in like the maybe low.
That's a lot, man. Cause think there's millions of poker players in the world. You know, my grandma plays poker,
but you know, I've been on TV. I've done the Thriller dance like, you know, 7 years ago or 8 years ago. So, you know, I made a name for myself and they know that, you know, you could just track it online when, you know, Mikan cashed for 15K this year during the World Series. And then I tweeted a picture of my gun. And I actually just tweeted a picture of my conceal and carry permit that is, you know, it's a statist organization.
Did you remove your address from it, though?
Obviously, I removed the address, and I did not expose the full document number, Michael. I'm not a fucking amateur here.
I've seen it done, man. I've seen people hold up their credit card. Have you seen that? There's a Twitter feed that's all idiots holding up their credit card, showing the numbers.
The point is that I, from a social perspective, people can track when I just get money or if I'm walking. They know during the World Series, most poker players would be just walking around with cash. It's just a utility that is just needed to. And then so, you know, I want people to know. I tweeted a picture of my gun this year. I wanted people to know that, hey, choose a different fucking nerd walking around with money. Like, you know, this one, there's a little bit more variance here. You know, these criminals aren't stupid. They know that most aren't walking around armed. So if one is, are you going to choose him or are you going to, you know, or are you going to maybe like, you know, take another shot at somebody else?
And the whales, the whales probably have bodyguards with guns too.
So. I mean, there's parts of the Rio. It's just, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter. But
so was there any blowback of any kind? Did people bitch at you for being a gun guy or what?
No, even though most, I would say the majority do not have any armament, like but there are a handful of gun nuts that play poker, like Brian Devonshire's, like wants people to know that. I mean, he's just goes shooting all the time. People just kind of know, and like that Bilzerian character is just like armed to the teeth, the top of the panorama here. Everybody knows it. But you know, I mean, I think that would discourage. I mean, some of these people that are robbing for profit aren't necessarily just this, you know, they're not usually not the sharpest tool.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you could think too, it would probably discourage most of the amateurs, but it might encourage a pro who might go, oh, we'll get his $15,000 in a gun.
I mean, that's like,
we just shoot him in the back.
The guys in Vegas, people are going for the lowest hanging fruit, just like because there's a lot of fruit.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, do you walk out of there? I thought you'd walk out of there with a cashier's check or something. You walk out of there with cash, really?
For big, it varies because sometimes you want to go run right over to Bellagio and jump in like some 8160 mix game that you're going to want to buy in for $5K. And these aren't like sometimes the big numbers. Like, of course, you know, when I won like, you know, 130,000. No, I wasn't like fucking count that shit out. Like I'm walking across the street. It was just a wire. I mean, that's just how you settle.
Yeah.
At least that's how I settle. And I've seen guys get, you know, the full, you know, 100K in cash or something and then throw it in a backpack and then just like jump in the car. And that's in Vegas, it is a little bit different.
I watch CSI. I know exactly what Vegas is like.
It's just more commonplace during the series, and that's why a lot of, you know, the known guys, I think, are a bigger target during the series.
Yeah,
and you're there for a month.
Do you need to live in that? Wait, do you live in that state, or you don't say where you live? I thought you lived on an island somewhere.
No, I'm a known Vegas. I live in Las Vegas.
You're saying I should leave Wyoming because. Because the internet sucks, but I found a workaround that's only $500 a year more. And I'm saying you should leave Nevada because Wyoming, you don't need to have a permit to put a gun in your pocket. And it's got a lower crime rate than Nevada.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know,
here it's like registered gun. What the fuck's a registered gun? I don't even know what that is, man.
is is do they have like a 4080 mix game anywhere around there?
Yeah, on the internet, on your site.
Oh, yeah, it's Bitcoin. The action. It's not
no,
worth
there's, I don't think
there's, they got a Bellagio. Well, here. That's like a lot of utility a big, to me.
There's a big Indian reservation here. I think they have, yeah, they have casinos, but I don't know what kind of games they have. I don't know anything about poker, man. I had to ask a friend of mine what donk down meant the other day, and he told me. He said it meant a loser out of money. Is that correct?
Yeah. No, that's correct.
My friend Mike told me that.
The donk is the loser, and then he's the bad player, and then when he busts, then you say, oh, donk down.
And I asked him what a winner's called, and he said, a winner. There are a couple other names, but the first one was winner, and I was like, I like that. A winner. Okay.
A pro, if you will, would be the best term, I would say.
Well,
people like to be called a
but
pro.
But somebody could be a big winner poker. Once and play well once and not be a pro, right?
That's called a fish on a heater, is what that's called.
Stinking up the room.
The terminology. Listen, Michael Dean, you can find this gentleman on freedomfiends.com. He is the dot bit revivalist, but then he quit it. So
I'm not, this week I'm trying to improve everyone in Liberty's audio guy. That's me this week.
And I will be using your product as soon as I will test your product for you and gladly.
Good. It doesn't exist yet now, but I'll just put, endorsed by Brian.
Yeah, it's fully endorsed. I have a long track record of full due diligence.
All right, brother, man. I appreciate it.
Take it easy, buddy.
Thanks, man. Bye. Worms.